Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City.
Hello, friends. We are back with another episode. We're going to talk about stinky shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Stinky shoes. My kids had this toy that you would press the buttons and it would be like too big or too small. So I always say stinky shoes.
If, do you know the guy in Kansas City, Mr. Stinky Feet?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't he like a...
He's like a local celebrity.
And he's a little singer. He's like a children's... Yeah. So anyways, okay, so we're going to talk about that today. But first, I went to a NASCAR race.
Recently. You went to a NASCAR race?
Oh, yeah.
In Kansas City?
Yeah.
They have NASCAR here?
Yeah. It was
at the Speedway?
At the Speedway. We had one that was recent this spring. And I went with my family. We are like, why are you looking at me like that?
How have I known you for 5,000 years and I didn't know you were a NASCAR
situation? I like the Indy racing. I like that. I'm not as big into it at all compared to my family. Like my family, actually, Le Mans, French 24-hour, you know, in France, the 24-hour.
Well, the race. Way they race in France is different than what they do here. Like it's NASCAR.
No. There's different kinds of race. There's NASCAR racing. There's Indy racing. There's Formula One. There's all the different kinds. My family is into all the different kinds, okay? And it's a holiday around here when Le Mans happens.
That's a 24-hour car race. I am picking my brain off the floor.
No,
right,
listen.
Now.
What? We just had it last weekend, and Parker and Spencer and Nina and David, some of them went to bed at 2 o'clock, but my son Parker stayed up the whole 24 hours. It's a big party for us. Yeah. Now, I am in tandem with them about it. Like, I went to bed at a normal hour and all that. But anyways, I'm going too far into this. We went to the NASCAR race.
Can we just have like a moment, please? What?
Do you not like car racing? I mean, think about
car. I don't have car racing because when I went to this clinic with this really amazing guy and he talked about like some comparisons between how they drive the cars in corner versus and how you use that for the bike. So some of the crossovers with that's my takeaway.
Okay.
Here's what it is.
Tons of core strength is needed. It's an endurance sport.
Well, I'm sure
for this.
It is.
I mean, it is amazing. These guys are
so dangerous.
And not only are they...
You're like a safety czar. And you're like Safety McSafety McGoggleton helmet in the basement with tornado storms. And you're watching NASCAR.
They all wear helmets. They all have the cars. The technology is so much better for them that it is safer than it used to be. But not only are the drivers really physically fit, the... pitch crews, so that's the pit crews are, you know, they take in their car and they need to get their tires changed off as fast as possible, gas put in possibly, like
it's very stressful,
whatever kind of thing. Yeah, these guys, the guys and gals, but I see a lot of men are, some of them are, you know, were collegiate football players, like they're athletes, they have to be really, really like strong, fast. And what I noticed before the race start is I was watching the pit crew and they were warming up. That's how physical being on the pit crew is. And they were warming up and they were not doing static stretching. Guess what they were doing to warm up?
Dynamic mobilities.
I was so proud. I'm like, look at them. Someone has educated them. Look at them. Like they are after it. They're doing it right. And if you guys want to learn, if you haven't listened to our episode on... The title is Stop Stretching in All Caps. Take a listen and you'll learn more about that.
That is really fascinating though. I did, you know?
Yeah, so now you know.
That's so interesting.
I enjoy it, but I'm not as into it as the rest of my family. Okay, so let's talk about stinky shoes and kind of stinky clothes because it is a problem.
It is.
When I first started training for triathlon, I stopped wearing socks with my tennis shoes because, you know what, I'm trying to do my best, right, PR, and I am not going to come out with wet feet and try to stick these socks on.
Yeah.
And I noticed all the other triathletes were running without, you know, socks. And so all my running friends were like, what are you doing? And at first, I got a few little blisters here and there, but then my got calluses in the right places and my feet adapt, and I loved it. But with that came stinky shoes. Like, really bad smell. So I went out and I thought I was doing great. So someone had recommended.
This is hilarious.
Someone had recommended anti-monkey butt powder. Okay, and it's hilarious. It's got a little monkey on it.
I mean, I have so many thoughts that come to
mind.
And
there's a lady in a men's version. Okay, now, I thought that this was an odor eater.
She has the men's and the women's monkey butt powder.
And I thought this was a deodorizer. So I've been putting it in my shoes.
Like your butt smelled bad.
No, my shoes. I was putting it in my
you
shoes.
You thought it was for your
pants. I thought it was a deodorizer. But you know what? It's not. It's called a sweat absorber and skin soother. And you are supposed to put it in your, areas of friction.
Well, and I have some stories, and I feel like monkey butt is no joke if you've ever gotten it. I mean, I did an Ironman where it rained on the bike, and then I had to run in wet bike shorts for the entire marathon. And let me tell you, it took a solid week. I mean, monkey butt is no joke, but yeah, I didn't think you put that powder in your shoes.
Well, I think I've been doing it wrong, and I only discovered that today when I pulled this out
to
show you.
It's so cute.
Wait, this doesn't have a deodorant in it. It's got calamine in it, which I guess is good. And if you guys, we have an episode, a whole episode on saddle sore issues and stuff like that. So do go back to that one if you're wanting all of the tips for how to prevent that.
But don't put monkey butt powder in your shoes.
Well,
how
not
did,
to
did
deodorant.
You look at that? Did you look at that and think anti-monkey butt, I should put it in my shoes? How did
no,
that work
somebody
out?
Somebody recommended this to me, an athlete recommended this to me, but maybe they were confused about what I was asking.
I have stinky shoes. Would you like a butt powder?
So I've been sprinkling this in my shoe and wondering why it wasn't working. I'm like, really bad smelling.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. So, you know what else is actually good for monkey butt is Desodyne baby butt cream.
Yeah, we have that whole episode about that. So you guys go back to that one and because we've got just tons, a wealth of information for all that stuff. But how are we going to address
the devil's in the details
shoes?
Is what the lesson is here.
How are we going to address the stinky shoes, Liz?
She doesn't like that. I mean, I'm just saying, it's hilarious.
I know.
It is. It's very
poor
cute.
Me. But we're going to switch it now.
It's very cute. You are. You're going to get more effective. So I will, so we just put our shoes in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm. And just don't put them in the dryer.
I don't put them in the
dryer. Because that would be bad for the foam and all the...
I tell a stinky story?
Yes, let's hear it.
So these are the things that you learn as you, experiential learning, we call it. So we had done, I had done my first Ironman, which was Louisville 5,000 years ago. And, as athletes, some of us pee on our bikes. And then we pee while we run. I'm not stopping. I work too hard. I'm not stopping to pee. So I just pee all over myself all day long. And so when you get done, you are disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting. So for your, after the race, I take rubber gloves and a plastic bag because I don't want to touch any of the stuff. I want to disrobe, put it in a plastic bag, put my shoes in there. I'm not touching any of that stuff. It's going right in the washer. But I didn't know that on this first race. So I put all my stuff in a plastic bag and then we put it in the back of the hot car and we took our few days driving home. That stuff I had to throw away. I mean, you just don't want to pee on yourself. You've got
you don't want it to ferment for 2 days.
Sweat on your shoes and your tri kit. There are some things cannot be recovered.
We don't have to throw away all of our stuff every time.
Okay. So there's actually, I just put shoes. Get it in the wash right away.
Right.
Just the washing machine. But I will say that it depends on the fabric too. So if we're talking about I have found that my cotton t-shirts that you get 5,000 cotton t-shirts from all the races. And so I'll just wear those to bike inside. I don't wear them out for serious cycling, but, I have found that at some point cotton can't be recovered.
De-stunked.
I do have there is something you can do. We'll put a link in the show notes and it's this whole process you go through and you actually wash your clothes first in the washing machine. So they're clean to start with, which is what makes this extra gross. And then you put it in the bathtub and it's a water softener. It's Tide, powder detergent. It's a thing called Borax.
Yeah.
And then, Arm & Hammer, there's baking an Arm & Hammer. It's a baking soda based, detergent as well.
Okay.
And you put it in there you put it in the bathtub, but you put in almost boiling water. You let it sit for 4 to 6 hours. You do that a few times and it's called stripping.
Oh.
So people, I think, do it more with normal people do it with their sheets and their towels. So you strip it. You just get stuff that's kind of residue built up. But if you do that with your,
technical gear.
Technical gear.
Because
it's
even
gross.
When you
wash the water was like a dark gray, and that stuff went in there clean. It's gross. But there's some stuff, like my cotton t-shirts, at some point I just had to get rid of them.
You know what I also read, and I'm just remembering this now, is that you shouldn't, with all, you know, like the technical stuff, like,
well, I'm wondering if it's called? Okay.
What's the tech materials?
The wicking?
Like the wicking and the tech materials, the polyester stuff. You're not supposed to use, and this wasn't in your formula here, in your washing machine, you're not supposed to use like the downy or the softeners, because somehow that
erodes it probably.
Well, or it helps to absorb the stain.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, it's not oil, but it's like whatever is in the softener.
Yeah.
Just I'm like imagining it like just kind of like holding on to the stink.
Well, right? And the thing that's the softener that I was talking about, it's a water softener. So I don't know if that's the same
thing. Oh, in the stripping thing?
Yeah,
no, I think that might be different than like the downy. So I don't want to stick out that brand, but the fabric softeners, yeah. That have like the smelly, like the good smells and stuff, but that's like this, whatever's in there is not supposed to, you're not supposed to use that, because that can actually make your clothes kind of absorb the stink, I guess, a little bit more, or hold on to it a little bit more.
Well, and I do feel like this process is fairly, like, it seems kind of aggressive, and so it's not something, I mean, I feel like maybe
you wouldn't do it every week or something.
No,
yeah,
it's
like really, yeah.
Once in a
and
while.
Especially like if you're noticing too, like you're giving it a whiff and you're like, this smells before I even put it on.
Well, and that's
right?
Where they get to. And sometimes,
yeah.
I mean, then.
And then sometimes, yeah. And I think if you can't get it to get out, just, you know, replace it.
Yeah. But I would be interested if you guys have, what do people do for that? Because I've heard different things, but this was like the stripping thing I felt like really worked well.
Yeah. I mean.
And making sure you just get it in the wash ASAP.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Is letting it. And even if, say, you are on. You know, you're on a trip for your race, right?
Yeah.
And you go back to the hotel, you could rinse it and like hand wash a little bit and hang it up to kind
and
of
let
dry.
It dry right away.
Yeah. Or even if you don't have time to wash it or rinse it, at least let that sweat dry first before packing.
That's
it.
And you know, I did also discover that I bought like a big drying rack, and it's like if you don't have time to get it in the wash right away, if you can really spread it out and let it dry well, at least then it's like this, it just doesn't get as stinky.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any other tips for our people?
Take a shower.
Yeah. You know what you can do with shoes too? Like sometimes they get wet on a run, like either because of like either sweat or rain or whatever. And there is a tip to help you with that, to help those like dry out in a way that helps minimize the odors too, is sprinkle the baking soda.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have newspaper print anymore.
Not
Nobody
really.
Gets newspapers, but it used to be you could wad up newspapers in there.
Put it in there.
Uh-huh. And then, because that just, like, is water wicking and, like, pulls the moisture out. And then putting them in the sun if you can.
That's you. And I pull out the sole of them, the sole.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's
I
a good idea.
Laces,
or if you have, like, insoles that you're wearing, too, pulling those out, letting it all sort
open
of air out. And the drying in the sun would be good. Because the sun is kind of, a little killer of germs, too.
Anything that, like... I feel like when anything has an opportunity to sit with moisture.
And grow. Yeah. Fungi.
Oh my God.
There's mushrooms growing in your
shoes. Fungi aren't that fun. Oh my God.
All right. We want to hear what you guys have to say about this topic, because I bet you guys have some hacks. So yeah, share your comments and we will share them with everybody.
Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together. Until next time.